Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the world of tech mergers and acquisitions. First up, DoorDash is making headlines with its acquisition of Deliveroo for a whopping $3.86 billion. Let's explore what this means for the food delivery landscape.
DoorDash's acquisition of Deliveroo marks a significant expansion into the European market. By acquiring Deliveroo, DoorDash gains access to 9 new markets and aims to compete more effectively with giants like Just Eat Takeaway and Uber Eats. This move is expected to increase their operational reach to 40 countries, serving 50 million monthly active users.
That's a bold move. But what about the financials? How is DoorDash positioning this acquisition financially?
DoorDash is offering Deliveroo shareholders 180 pence per share, a 44% premium over its share price from early April when the deal was first proposed. This strategic premium indicates DoorDash's commitment to securing a strong foothold in Europe, leveraging Deliveroo's established presence.
With this expansion, how might DoorDash's strategy evolve in response to local competition?
The combined scale of DoorDash and Deliveroo is expected to enhance their competitive edge. By integrating operations, they can optimize logistics and customer service, potentially leading to better delivery times and customer satisfaction, key areas where they can outshine competitors.
From food delivery to digital networking, let's shift gears to Blink's latest funding success. They've raised $25 million to make business cards a thing of the past.
Blink is capitalizing on the digital transformation of networking with its digital business card platform. With over 2.5 million users, Blink is poised to revolutionize how professionals share contact information. The $25 million Series A funding, led by Turing Capital, will accelerate their growth and innovation.
It seems like a natural evolution in our digital age. How does Blink plan to utilize this funding?
Blink intends to enhance its platform's features, making it more user-friendly and integrating with other digital tools. They aim to expand their user base across the US, Canada, the UK, and Australia, focusing on both individual users and corporate clients.
As digital integration becomes more prevalent, let's turn to Google's ongoing antitrust challenges. The US DOJ is pushing Google to divest two of its ad products.
The DOJ's proposal for Google to divest its AdX and DoubleClick for Publishers products is a significant step in addressing antitrust concerns. The DOJ alleges that Google's integration of these products has stifled competition, forcing publishers into unfavorable terms.
This sounds like a pivotal moment for Google's ad business. What are the potential repercussions for Google if this divestment goes through?
If Google complies, it would reshape the digital ad landscape, potentially opening up space for competitors. Google's dominance could diminish, leading to more competitive pricing and innovation in the ad tech sector.
Moving from digital ads to the world of robotics, let's discuss why the humanoid workforce is taking longer to materialize than expected.
Despite investor enthusiasm, experts like Daniela Russ caution that humanoid robots are not yet ready for widespread deployment. Challenges in AI training and hardware limitations mean that while there's potential, practical applications are still limited.
It's fascinating how expectations and reality can diverge. What are the key hurdles that need to be overcome?
Key hurdles include the complexity of AI training for diverse tasks and the high cost of developing versatile robots. Companies like Figure AI are pushing forward, but widespread adoption might still be decades away, despite optimistic forecasts.
From humanoids to hardware, let's discuss a new legislative push in the U.S. aimed at tracking AI chips to curb smuggling.
U.S. Representative Bill Foster is introducing a bill to track AI chips, particularly those from NVIDIA, to prevent unauthorized use in countries like China. The bill proposes measures to ensure chips are only used in licensed locations and to disable them if used improperly.
That's a proactive approach. How might this impact the AI hardware market, especially for companies like NVIDIA?
If implemented, it could significantly affect NVIDIA's sales strategy, requiring tighter controls and potentially slowing sales in unregulated markets. However, it could also enhance national security and protect intellectual property.
Now let's delve into internal dynamics at OpenAI, where Elon Musk's recent legal win might not be the final word.
Elon Musk's legal victory prevents OpenAI from restructuring its for-profit arm, but Sam Altman may ultimately retain influence through strategic board appointments. The nonprofit's control over OpenAI's direction remains a central point of contention.
It's a classic power struggle. What are the implications for OpenAI's future operations?
The outcome could dictate OpenAI's ability to innovate and expand. Altman's influence on the board might steer the company towards more ambitious projects, while Musk's involvement could ensure adherence to ethical AI principles.
Switching gears to fintech, Employer.com's acquisition of MainStreet.com marks a significant move in the financial services sector.
Employer.com's acquisition of MainStreet.com aims to simplify business back-office solutions by integrating MainStreet's expertise in R&D tax credits. This move is expected to enhance Employer.com's service offerings and client savings.
How does MainStreet's technology complement Employer.com's existing platform?
MainStreet's technology streamlines the process of uncovering and applying for tax credits, which can be a complex and time-consuming task for businesses. By integrating this with Employer.com's platform, clients can expect more efficient financial management solutions.
From fintech to real estate, let's explore Elon Musk's neighborhood disputes in Austin.
Elon Musk's property developments in Westlake Hills, Austin, have sparked tensions with neighbors. Unauthorized constructions and heightened security measures have disrupted the community's tranquility, highlighting the challenges of balancing innovation with local concerns.
It's a delicate balance indeed. What are the broader implications of such disputes for tech entrepreneurs?
These disputes underscore the importance of community engagement and regulatory compliance for tech entrepreneurs. Ignoring local norms can lead to reputational damage and legal challenges, which can ultimately affect business operations.
Let's now turn to Waymo's ambitious expansion of its robotaxi fleet in Arizona.
Waymo's new factory in Arizona marks a major step in expanding its robotaxi operations. With plans to produce over 2,000 autonomous vehicles, this facility will bolster Waymo's presence in key markets like San Francisco and Los Angeles.
How does this expansion align with Waymo's broader strategy?
This expansion aligns with Waymo's goal to scale its autonomous services, addressing growing demand and enhancing its technological capabilities. The strategic location in Arizona also facilitates easier distribution to major service areas.
Shifting to social media, Pinterest has updated its visual search with new AI-powered features.
Pinterest's latest updates enhance its visual search capabilities, allowing users to search with images more effectively. New tools help refine searches and understand user preferences, initially focusing on women's fashion in select markets.
What impact do these updates have on user engagement?
These enhancements are expected to increase user engagement by making the platform more intuitive and responsive to visual searches. By understanding user preferences better, Pinterest can offer more personalized content, boosting retention and satisfaction.
Next, let's discuss Anthropic's new program supporting scientific research through AI.
Anthropic's AI for Science program offers up to $20,000 in API credits to researchers focusing on high-impact scientific projects. This initiative aims to accelerate research in biology and life sciences by leveraging AI's advanced analytical capabilities.
How might this program influence scientific research?
By providing access to powerful AI tools, Anthropic enables researchers to analyze complex data and generate insights more efficiently. This could lead to breakthroughs in understanding biological processes and developing new treatments.
From scientific advancements to AI challenges, Anduril is tackling real-time edge computing. Let's dive into their latest efforts.
Anduril's acquisition of Class and the introduction of their new product, Menace-T, highlight their focus on real-time edge computing. This technology is crucial for deploying AI in environments where immediate data processing is needed, such as military operations.
What are the key benefits of real-time edge computing for AI applications?
Real-time edge computing allows for faster data processing and decision-making, reducing latency and improving the efficiency of AI systems. This is especially important in scenarios where quick responses are critical, such as autonomous vehicles and defense systems.
On a more concerning note, let's discuss the recent hacking incident involving Disney and malicious AI software.
Ryan Mitchell Kramer pleaded guilty to hacking a Disney employee using malicious code hidden in an AI image generation tool. This breach allowed Kramer to download over 1.1 terabytes of data, highlighting vulnerabilities in software security.
What lessons can be learned from this incident for companies using AI tools?
This incident underscores the importance of robust cybersecurity measures and regular audits of software used within organizations. Companies must ensure their tools are secure and regularly updated to prevent unauthorized access and data breaches.
From cybersecurity to economics, U.S. battery companies are embracing tariffs to bolster domestic production. Let's explore this strategy.
Despite economic concerns, U.S. battery manufacturers like Epsilon Carbon and Sila Nanotechnologies support tariffs to enhance domestic production. These measures aim to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers and strengthen the U.S. battery supply chain.
How do these tariffs impact the global battery market and U.S. competitiveness?
While tariffs can increase costs, they also incentivize local production and innovation, potentially making U.S. companies more competitive globally. By developing a robust domestic supply chain, the U.S. can better compete with countries like China in the battery sector.
Finally, let's talk about Bono, a startup aiming to modernize charitable donations. How are they changing the game?
Bono is simplifying the donation process by connecting users with vetted charities based on their interests. With a user-friendly platform, Bono allows donors to set monthly plans, starting at $5, making giving more accessible and transparent.
What potential impact could Bono have on charitable giving?
By streamlining the donation process and providing transparency, Bono could increase donor engagement and trust. This approach may lead to more consistent and larger donations, benefiting charities and the causes they support.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've journeyed through tech mergers, AI innovations, and beyond. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode. Until then, keep exploring the pulse of technology.